The community of Homer is still reeling from an alleged sexual assault that occurred at a teen drinking party last month. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, several organizations in Homer have attempted to spur a community dialogue around the incident.
Many of the facts are still murky around the September 8th drinking party that allegedly resulted in the sexual assault of a 17-year-old male. What is known is that two suspects, 20-year-old Anthony Resiteritz and his 18-year-old brother Joseph Resiteritz, have been charged with second-degree sexual assault for allegedly assaulting the boy with an object. The brothers were in Homer Court Tuesday, where bail was set at $5,000 for each of them. As the case continues to work its way through the legal system, the entire Homer community is asking questions. Chief among them is, why has law enforcement taken over a month to bring charges in the case? Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Jeremy Stone is the lead investigator. He says part of the reason is the sensitivity of sexual assault cases, which he says typically take longer to prosecute than others. Also, the fact that the party was attended by as many as 80 people has also complicated the investigation.
This group was so large, there's so many people to interview. There's a lack of cooperation from many witnesses for fear of getting in trouble, or the common theme has been they don't want to rat out a classmate. It's created the need for us to interview some of the same people over and over and over again. We have to find the evidence. There were indeed pictures taken, and many of the individuals deleted those photos afterwards in order to avoid getting in trouble or somebody else getting in trouble from the party.
Stone says his investigation is ongoing and it is, quote, likely that others will be charged. Homer High Principal Dr. Alan G. has also come under fire for the perceived lack of response to the incident. G. says that on the Monday following the party, several student athletes came to his office and self-reported that they had attended the party. He says that when it comes to off-campus incidents like this, his power is limited to punishing student athletes who have all signed on to Alaska School Activities Association rules that prevent them from being around alcohol. G says that 14 Homer High School student athletes were temporarily suspended for violating that policy.
This was not a student school activity. It was not sanctioned by any specific sport. There are rumors that this was the football team. That is not true. But that is what we're allowed to do for student athletes. If they're not an athlete, then I have no recourse. There's no consequence because it was not a school activity.
One of the suspects in the case, Joseph Resiteritz, was a Homer High School student and a member of the football team. He has since been removed from both. G says the effect of this case on life at Homer High School has been profound.
There's a cloud over Homer High School right now. It is very difficult. This is a time of grief. This is a time of regrouping and really starting to question some of their activities.
In an editorial published Thursday in the Homer News, Homer High student body president and vice president Katie Kiersis and Cruz Mori urged the community not to condemn 400 students for the actions of a few. The school has become a scapegoat for the anger of the community, they said, even though the majority of students did not participate in the incident and do not condone the behavior associated with it. Dr. G says he will push the school district to adopt a program called the Fourth R, which teaches students about healthy relationships, sexuality, and substance abuse. Jessica Lawmaster is executive director of the South Peninsula Haven House, a local organization that provides support to victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. She says for the broader community of Homer, one of the most important things is to realize that this is not an isolated incident.
We see these cases regularly at Haven House. We see adults victimized regularly. We see children victimized regularly. We serve hundreds of kids who have been sexually assaulted through our child advocacy centers across the peninsula. So what we've been trying to do in order to break the silence is talk about, first, acknowledging that our community has a problem.
Haven House has been just one of many Homer organizations that has offered public forums and meetings to help the community address the issues surrounding this incident. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.